This is September 2nd, 1985, and Trace Ratliff's gonna sing his mother's song. What's the name of this song, Trace? What's the name of this song? What's the name of the song?
I'm gonna sing Companions All Night for you.
Companions?
Companions All Night.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The way is so dark, and yet I must go. Oh, that's a sorrow you may never have known. To come before him who only can save, leading and triumphant through death and the grave. Only a prayer, only a tear, only a sister and mother were here, only a song will comfort and cheer, only a word from that book so dear. Oh, people of God, who had his best word, will ye not heed the command of your Lord and publish to all of Adam's lost race pardon, forgiveness, salvation to grace? Only a prayer, only a tear, only a sister and mother were here, only a song twill comfort and cheer, only a word from that book so dear. Oh, people of God, who had his blessed word, will you not heed the command of your Lord and publish you all? Now I've not sang that once. Of Adam's lost race, pardon, forgiveness, salvation to grace. Only a prayer, only a tear, only a sister and mother were here, only a song will comfort and cheer, only a word from that book so dear. That's all Latin.
Uh-huh. Where'd you learn?
I sang one verse over twice.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you learn that one? Where'd you learn that one?
Out of the book.
Now, how about that song that you said it was your mother's song? Something about the pilgrim?
Oh, yes.
What's it? Lonesome pilgrim, or?
I am a poor pilgrim of sorrow, cast out in this world alone. I have no hope for this tomorrow. I started to make heaven my home. I've heard of a city called heaven. I started to make heaven my home. Let's see, I forget that song. My mother, she's in bright glory. My father is roaming in sin. My brothers and sisters won't own me, because I had started to get in. Oh, what is this I see coming? My blood runs cold and slow, but Jesus will give me pardon and pilot me as I go. Now, I forget that song.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, it's a good song.
What was your mother's name?
Bessie Holmes.
Bessie Holmes?
Yeah. Well, as her last man.
What's that?
As her last man.
Yeah.
Her first name, man was named Claude Radcliffe.
Claude?
Claude Radcliffe.
Yeah. That was your father?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My father.
Was your mother, was she married to Holmes?
Yeah, she's married to Holmes.
What was his name?
Jake.
Jake Holmes?
Yeah.
He's the one that made the baskets?
Huh?
He's the one that made the baskets?
Yeah.
Did he make a lot of baskets?
Oh, yeah. He made a lot of them.
Yeah? Sell them?
Huh?
Did he sell them?
Yeah, he sold them.
What did he make them out of?
They made it down there.
What did he make them out of?
Huh?
What did he use to make them with?
White oak.
White oak?
Yeah.
Where would he sell them?
Anywhere. Everywhere. He went back, made the trips hoggy and everywhere with them.
Huh. Did you ever make any?
Yeah, I made some.
Yeah?
They're hard to make, I'll tell you that. Oh boy, my finger got sore.
You think you could make one now?
Huh?
You think you could make one now?
Yes, I believe I could still make one.
Yeah.
I made a clothes basket, a great big long one.
Yeah. Huh.
I think they sold it for $25.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I made some little ones. Egg baskets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know where any of his baskets still are that he made? Around the country anymore?
I don't know whether any of them still got to get it in him or not.
Uh-huh.
Now Georgie, she may have one of them.
Is that his daughter?
Georgie Jackson. Tyogie.
Georgie Jackson and Tyogie.
Yeah, she may have one of them.
Huh.
And he made baskets. He made about that big around.
Yeah. When was that?
Huh?
When was that?
As far as I know, I don't. was about 27, 28.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What year were you born?
Huh?
What year were you born?
1911.
Who else lived in the holler back at that time?
Huh?
Who else lived in the holler back at that time? Who else lived on Skiles?
Dick Roberts lived right down there.
Dick Roberts, yeah.
Yeah. Jim Bragg lives here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. As that after Maston Roberts moved out.
Uh-huh. So Maston Roberts lived here, and then Jim Bragg?
Yeah.
And then the Aikens Lumber?
No. Henry Wilson lived here.
Henry Wilson?
Yeah.
Old Henry Wilson. Uh-huh.
He lived here.
Yeah.
And Connie Hosey, he got a hold of it.
Yeah. Conley Hosey.
I forget his name. And you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, I'm into it.
Now, who lived up Little Skiles?
Huh?
Who lived up Little Skiles?
Essie Hambrick lived up there. And, Burl Steele used to live down there where the Lloyd Barnes house is. Mm. Was.
Burl Steele.
And Albert Roberts lived there a long time.
Albert Roberts.
Alfred Roberts.
Alfred Roberts.
Yeah.
Now, who's he kin to?
Huh?
Who was Alfred?
He was, I don't remember his dad's name.
Was he kin to Maston?
Huh?
Was he kin to Maston?
No, I don't know. No, I don't think so. Now, Dick used to live down there.
Didn't some Riddles used to live down here?
Huh?
Did any Riddles used to live down here?
Whalens.
Riddles.
Riddles?
Yeah.
Not as know of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Old man, Riddle used to live down there, where Dick lived. Riddles.
Yeah.
Yeah, Riddles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. And who was it lived up here on Mayfork?
Huh?
Who lived up here on Mayfork now? Somebody lived up there.
Jack Bender.
Jack Bender.
Yeah, Jack Bender. Got in the head of it.
Yeah.
And Raleigh Hinkle was in the head of the other holler.
Raleigh Hinkle.
Yeah, Raleigh Hinkle.
Huh. And who lived? Somebody lived up there too.
Joe Holbrook used to live up there.
Joe Holbrook.
Yeah.
Lived up the Straight Fork.
Old Holbrook place.
Holbrook Fork. Yeah.
Yeah. Main Fork. There's been different families that lived in there, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Vaughn Floyd. He lived up there a while.
Who?
Vaughn Floyd.
Vaughn Floyd.
Yeah. He let a bunch of horses starve to death up in the holler.
He left them starved to death.
Huh?
He left them starved to death.
He let them starve to death.
Hmm.
I went up there one time. Had a baby. I said to him, I got that baby. Took it down home, fed him. Boy, he now. Now, that horse eat.
Uh-huh.
I traded him over to the hippies.
You traded him to the hippies?
Gypsies, yeah. Gypsies.
Gypsies?
Yeah, gypsies.
Huh.
I was coming down Birch one day with some beast hands on a sled. He just switching his tail, you know. He said, I want to hear that what was his name? He said, I want that bay horse. I said, you can get him. If you got the money. So I got $75 on that horse. Went down here and I got an old gray bear. $50.
Where'd the gypsies come from?
They're all over this country.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Horse trading?
Huh?
Horse trading?
No, they didn't come from horse trading.
Were they horse trading?
Everywhere.
Yeah?
Yeah, the horse traders.
Huh.
They got the bay mare off me. Bay horse. He went and he threw up a set of the horns for him. And you had to back him up at the barn to get the horns on him. I said, you can get that horse if you got the money.
Hmm.
He never did ever have the horns on him before. He had a saddle on his back. Now I broke that horse to ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took it down there at that creek crossing. He went through a barbed wire fence with me.
Ah,
boy.
Now, when did they get the first car up in this holler?
Huh?
When did they get the first car up in this holler? Who had the first car up in this holler?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
What was it?
My Model E Ford.
Model T.
Yeah, Model E Ford. I traded an overcoat for it.
You traded an overcoat?
Frank Roberts right down there.
Hmm. How come he traded it for an overcoat?
I don't know. Where he got tired of that thing. It was a run for him. I dinged up, now I got to run. How about home? I traded that Model T Ford off. Got me Model A.
Yeah.
Hmm. There wasn't many cars around here at that time. Ernest Tindall was the only man in Birch River that had a car at that time.
Yeah. What was the roads like?
Huh?
What was the roads like?
They didn't have no road. He went across the creek and across the river, the rivers, and everywhere else.
Yeah. Well, sing me one, Trace. Sing me one. Sing it. You gotta sing it.
Huh?
Sing into it.
Sing
it. Sing it. Sing that wayfaring stranger.
Huh?
Sing that wayfaring stranger.
Stranger.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Can't sing it?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you tell me a few riddles, Trace?
Huh?
I want you to tell me a few riddles.
Yeah. You wrote two riddles.
Come on, tell me a few riddles.
A few riddles. Riddles.
I'm listening.
Oh. I don't know any.
Oh, yes, you do. You know.
No, I don't know any.
Something about a kettle or something. What's that one? What's that one? What's that one about a kettle?
Huh?
What's that riddle about a kettle?
What's that?
Black as coal.
Oh, black as a coal. Cooking, pecking a black asshole. Yeah, loud as a bone, black as a crow.
Black as a crow.
Cooking, pecking a black asshole. Long and black and slim and yellow, put a cock in here better.
A what?
Long and black and slim and yellow, put a cock in here better.
What's that?
A shotgun. Now the apple, busy as a bee, the prettiest little thing everybody did see.
Round as an apple.
Round as an apple. Deep as a cap. No.
Busy.
Round as an apple, busy as a bee, the prettiest little thing you ever did see.
Round as an apple, busy as a bee, the prettiest little thing you ever did see.
Huh?
What's that?
No, you don't know what it is?
Nope.
It's a watch.
A watch?
Yeah, yeah, watch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brown and apple, give you the cap. Paul T. Walker's can't pull a tap.
Brown as an apple, deep as a cup.
Whole team of horses can't pull it up.
A whole team of horses can't pull it up.
Yeah.
I know that. That's a well.
Huh?
That's a well.
Yeah, that's a well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. What's that account?
Clock.
Oh, clock.
Give me another riddle.
Huh?
Give me another riddle.
You hear it? You ever learned that song yet?
What one?
Huh?
What one? Come on, all you booze fighters.
Huh?
Come on, all you booze fighters, if you want to hear. What's that one?
Huh? No, that is a moonshine still.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Moonshine still. Sing that one.
Huh?
Sing that one.
Come on all you rounders if you want to hear about the kind of booze that's the hell around here. Way up in the swampy hill where there's plenty of moonshine stills. One drop on my grab a bulldog, make a bulldog, put it back in his grout. Make a toad finish, make like snakes. Black snake's face, make my heart shall be your fall from grace.
Mm.
Oh.
Now tell me a big one.
Huh?
Now tell me a big one. I said, now tell me a big one.
Well, I told you one.
Come on, all you booze fighters, if you want to hear about the kind of booze that we sell around here. Made out of buckeyes, potash, and corn, and all bottled up in some barn.
Yeah.
And a lamb will lay down with a lion after drinking this old moonshine.
Well, I want to see my gal with a freckle on her face. Ask her where she's got them, she's got them in her place. Oh, it's my gal, she's a hoodoo. You ever learned that yet?
Yeah.
Huh?
No, sing me that one. My gal, she's Lulu.
Have you eaten just Lulu? Lulu, that charming gal of mine. Well, I asked my mother if I couldn't go swimming. Yes, my darling daughter. Hang your clothes on a hickory limb and don't go near the water. Oh, it's my gal.
She's a Lulu.
Well, I took my gal for a little ride, and she walked over town now. Took her up for an airplane ride, and that is where she fell. Oh, it's my gal. She's a Lulu, every inch is Lulu. Lulu, that charming girl of mine. I took my girl home one night just up on the flat. Her father kissed me just with a baseball bat. Oh, it's my gal. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
That's all I'm going to say to you.
Okay. But now I want you to tell me something.
Huh?
Now I want you to tell me something, please. I want you to tell me about the most ginseng you ever dug.
Huh?
I want you to tell me about the most ginseng you ever dug.
Most ginseng thing you ever dug.
Yeah, tell me about that.
I can't do that.
Now you tell me about it.
No.
Where'd you dig it?
Huh?
Where'd you dig the most thing you ever dug?
Back on Gad.
On Gad. Now tell me where.
Huh?
Now tell me where.
An old rock pile there. It's all around that rock pile. And around an old Texas stump.
Yeah?
Yeah, I dug a little leaf pan full.
Three prong?
Huh?
Three prong?
By four.
Four prong?
4 pound.
4 pound?
4 pound of this thing. And I want a little old patch.
Hmm.
My stepdad was with me. He watched me dig that thing patch. And he went all around and dug it some more.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I've been back there 3 or 4 times. Never sang it, never did any more sang.
Hmm. When did those Gad people leave out of there?
Old Charlie Gad? I don't know when Gad did move from there. Before I was in this country.
Yeah. Well, they lived up in a lonesome place, didn't they?
Oh, he did. A town claimed he owned that, but I don't think he did.
Yeah. They lived back in a lonesome place, didn't they?
Yeah. Back on the hills.
Yeah.
Well, my grandfather used to live on top of Birch Mountain.
He did?
Yeah. And Jasper Collins and all of them back there.
What was your grandfather's name?
Dick Hollingsworth.
Yeah. And Jasper Collins?
Huh?
And Jasper Collins lived back there too? Jasper Collins?
Yeah, Prines lived back there.
Prines's, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't Prines's live up this Little Skiles too?
Yeah, they left back there and they moved it back up on the Skiles.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Jasper Collins?
Jaffy. Yeah, Jaffy used to live back in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, old Jeffy Collins.
he played the fiddle?
Huh?
Did he play the fiddle?
Oh, boy. He played old Joe Clark.
And sing. Didn't he sing a lot?
Yeah. I don't remember. The only thing I've heard him play is old Joe Clark.
Did old John Roberts, didn't he live back in that country too?
Who?
John Roberts.
He lived on Poplar.
On Poplar.
Yeah, on Poplar.
The head of Poplar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right in the head of it.
Hmm.
John Roberts.
What was he like?
Huh?
What was he like?
Well, he's like a man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There was Jess, Noel, my girl, Thelma.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all dead and gone. As far as I know, they're all dead and gone.
Yeah. There's one named Clyde, I think. Still alive.
Huh?
Clyde? Is there one named Clyde?
Clyde, yeah.
He lives over.
Yeah, he lives on Black Run.
Yeah. Did you ever make any moonshine, Trace?
Huh?
Did you ever make any moonshine?
Did I ever make any? Yes, I was.
You did?
Yeah. I back on the hill right back here.
Back on the hill.
One night late evening, I started off with a 10-gallon keg on my back. It got on my back and it all cut at the bottom.
Never broke.
I never. Well, it was a wooden keg, you know.
Yeah.
Suffered or nothing.
How much 10 gallons of moonshine worth back then?
Huh?
How much was it worth back then?
About 50 cents a pint.
50 cents a pint?
Yeah. 50 ounces. Deal lives down here then.
Deal?
Yeah, Deals.
Who was that? Was that a whole family or was that a big family? The Deals?
Huh?
Were those Deals? Was that a big family?
Well, there's one, two, four boys and one girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd they do? They just farm down there?
Huh?
Did they farm it?
Yeah, they farmed it that way.
Yeah. Doing any good?
Well, he sold a farm for a store debt.
Sold the farm for a store debt?
Yeah, $45. I bought it.
Yeah?
I gave it away.
Wait, how much did you sell it for?
Huh?
What did you sell it for?
$700. Yeah.
50 acres.
Yeah, 50 acres, more or less. There's only 40 acres left, more or less.
Where did the Deals go?
Huh?
Where did the Deals go?
They went to Calhoun, Rome County.
What'd they do over there?
They moved out there on the farm.
Yeah.
There's only two of them still living, or three of them.
Yeah. How long did they live in here?
They lived down here about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. You know the names of the ones that are still living?
Huh?
You know the names of the ones that are still living?
Bill, Earl. And Irma.
Irma.
Yeah, Irma.
Calhoun County, or Rome County.
Rome County. Bill lives in Spencer someplace.
Yeah.
Earl lives over here in Sutton.
Oh, yeah? How do you spell their last name?
D-E-A-L.
D-E-A-L. Deal. There's a fellow comes up in here once in a while. Said he used to live up in here. He lives over in, over near Polemic.
Huh?
There's a fellow comes up in here once in a while. He lives over near Polemic.
Polemic?
Polemic.
Polemic Run?
Yeah, and he's got a junkyard over there.
What's got a what?
He's got a little junkyard over there at his place. Got a bunch of old junk and old Model A Ford. And
oh, yard. Junkyard.
Yeah. Who is that?
That there's Connard. Yeah, Connard.
Yeah.
Insurance man.
Yeah. No, this fella. Well, I can't think of his name. He said he used to live up here. Who's there? Was a woman here named Hattie somebody.
Huh?
Hattie somebody. Who was that?
Hattie Dillon.
Hattie Dillon.
Yeah, they used to live over here.
They used to live over here too?
Yeah.
When you were here?
Huh?
They lived there when you lived there?
Yeah, they lived out over there on a deal place.
On a deal place?
Yeah.
What did Hattie Dillon do?
Huh?
What did Hattie Dillon do?
She went to Weston, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, she died down there.
Yeah. Huh.
Now, the girls was back up here about 4 years ago.
Yeah?
They were down here at the mouth of the holler.
Oh, yeah? Huh. A lot of people lived in here.
Huh?
A lot of people lived in here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people lived up in this holler.
What's old Conley Hosey? What was he like?
Huh?
What was old Conley Hosey like?
Old Conley Hosey's a good man.
Yeah?
Yeah. I worked with Conley Hosey a minute today.
Yeah. Farmer, huh?
But his wife, you could hear her holler, the mouth of horror.
Yeah?
John, what if she had lungs?
They had a lot of boys, didn't they?
Yeah.
How long's Burn Hoover lived down there?
Huh?
How long has Burn Hoover lived down there?
About 5 years.
Burn? Oh, he's been there longer than that.
No, he ain't.
I've been here 10 years.
Huh?
I've been here 10 years.
You've been here 10 years?
Yes, sir.
Well, he lived... I don't know. He didn't live down there too long. Or Donald Perkins owned that.
Who did?
Donald Perkins.
Donald Perkins.
Yeah.
Didn't the Mollahan own that?
Huh?
Didn't the Mollahan own that? Oak Mollahan or somebody?
Oak Mollahan's owned that.
Yeah.
He had a little store down there.
Yeah. That was
Donald Perkins, he had a little old store down there. Yeah. Burn Hoover had a little old store down there.
Did they have a post office there?
Jim Cam had a little old store down there.
Yeah. Did they have a post office then back then?
No.
Did they ever have a post office at Skiles?
No.
No?
Down here at the company store. When Agnes was in here.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's when that part time the post office. Have been in Skiles. Always been Boggs and Birch.
Yeah.
Hair bacon. Post office on top of the mountain, Waggy.
Waggy?
Yeah, Waggy post office.
Huh.
Yeah.
On top of what mountain?
On top of this mountain right here.
May, up here?
Yeah. Right on top of it.
Where the railroad came across?
Huh?
Up where the railroad came across? Where the railroad came across?
Yeah. No. Not the way the railroad would come across.
No?
But they had an old... There used to be an old county road back here on Waggy.
Doesn't Waggy go down in Durbacon?
Huh?
Does Waggy go down in Durbacon? Waggy Holler? Doesn't that go down into Durbacon over there?
Well, you can go this way and go to Durbacon.
Up Mayfork.
Harper's Holler.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to the bacon. Huh. I've been there many times.
It's all changed, isn't it?
Huh?
Our bacon's really changed.
Yeah, our bacon changed. The doggone right it changed. Used to be a lot of house around our bacon, but that's not there anymore.
Is that where Tom Dillon lived?
Huh?
Is that where Tom Dillon lived?
Yeah.
Tell me about Tom Dillon.
I don't know too much about Tom.
Played the fiddle.
Yeah, he played the fiddle. He always stayed drunk.
Stayed drunk.
Huh?
Huh.
Yeah, he always stayed drunk.
Yeah.
He ain't lived around our bacon too long.
No.
Old Jack, anyhow, he's a servant town. Used to be. They run him out of. Oh, here's their bacon.
They run him out.
Yeah, they run him out.
Why'd they run him out?
They told him if he didn't get out, they'd throw him out. He lived down next to White Oak.
Yeah.
He go out there and turn down. our bacon used to be a busy little place.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wayne built it too. Wayne? On coal.
Yeah.
And Halo used to be a little place.
Halo.
Yeah, Halo.
Huh.
And you're going to ginseng tomorrow.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Gonna roll it.
I don't see you moving.
Yeah, I'm going ginseng tomorrow.